The crisis in Greece's economy is hitting migrants there especially hard. Reporter Joanna Kakissis tells us their story.
It's Sunday morning at Faith Apostolic Ministry in central Athens, and it's packed with African immigrants. The lead gospel singer, a young woman with a generous smile, warms up the worshipers.
Children of God, I'm not hearing your hands.
The African church is a haven for Harry Sunday Ibanga. He's 37 and from Nigeria. He moved here 7 years ago, just before the Olympics. That's when Greece hired many immigrants to work as cheap labor for construction.
These days, it's very hard.
He lost his construction job a couple of years ago when the economic downturn began. That's when he noticed that Greeks stopped being so friendly. When he rode the bus to job interviews, he says he heard people saying that migrants like him only come to Greece to steal from Greeks.
We don't come here to steal. We come here to make our money and go back to our country. And when people see us, they think that we are thieves. But
one reason for the anti-immigrant sentiment is economic. Competition for jobs is fierce now. The unemployment rate stands at more than 16%, and youth unemployment runs at almost three times that amount. And if you lose your job in Greece, you don't have a safety net, says Panos Tsakloglou. He teaches at the Athens University of Economics and Business.
Greece is one of the very few countries of the European Union that does not have a minimum income guarantee scheme. Therefore, after the exhaustion of your unemployment benefit, for instance, it may be a free fall.
Many Greeks feel like they're in free fall now, and that's why they're outside parliament every day, shouting that their politicians are thieves. Yannis Akdimonas, a 42-year-old writer, says the government's austerity measures are killing the economy.
I think that they're selling out the country.
Akdimonas says he feels for immigrants, many of whom are homeless and living hand to mouth. But many other Greeks say desperate migrants are turning to crime. Athens police say there's been a rise in muggings and stabbings, and migrants are partly to blame. The increase in violent crime has stoked anti-immigrant anger in some Greeks who feel abandoned by their government. They sing the national anthem at rallies, saying Greece belongs to the Greeks. And right-wing gangs have attacked migrants in central Athens, not far from Faith Apostolic Ministries. The neighborhood is tense but quiet. Many Greeks I spoke to here refused to be recorded, but they said privately that they were scared that violence would flare up again. A young Nigerian named Loki shows up outside the church. He says that Greeks don't want him in Athens, but that he has no choice but to stay.
I came here to just make some little way, if I can get a work, to sustain myself, because I don't have family. I'm all alone. So if I can get work to sustain myself and be like others, I'll be very, very much happy.
Loki says he's waiting for a friend who told him about a job, but the friend doesn't show up. An hour later, Loki picks up his knapsack and heads for the apartment he shares with 10 other men. He says he's almost out of savings. He hopes he can find a job tomorrow. For The World, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
We have a slideshow from the streets of Athens where protesters are expressing their anger over Greece's economic crisis. The slideshow and a lot more is at theworld.org.